This is Sandy Wyman calling the KPFT LSB to order for a special meeting. January 18th, 2022. It's 7.03 p.m. here. The agenda is posted in the chat. For those of you logging on or don't have access, you can look in the chat. The whole thing's right there. I'm going to take this a little bit out of order from the printed agenda. We don't have a secretary for this meeting. We do have a secretary pro tem volunteer, Mr. Richard Uzel, Superman in terms of taking those notes. I'd like to move unanimous consent to have Richard serve as secretary pro tem. Are there any objections? Hearing no objections, Richard, once again, you're it. Thank you. So with that, Mr. Secretary, if you would call the roll.
Okay. Teresa Allen.
Present.
David Britton.
Present.
Lillian Carrot asked for excused absence. Adriana Casaneva.
Adriana Casaneva is present.
Casaneva. I apologize for messing that up, but Henry Faust has asked for excused absence. Robert Gardner? Robert? Patrick Hoyt? Can't hear Robert or Patrick. Wally James? Can't hear you, Wally. Mike Lewis has asked for an excused absence. Marianne Martinez.
Present.
Thank you. Sean Kelly McPherson.
Here.
Thank you. Paula Miller. Can't hear you, Paula. Frank Pratka. Can't hear you, Frank.
Mr. Secretary, didn't he ask for an excused absence? I believe he's catching a plane.
Frank, Brett,
he did send me an email.
I'll mark that down. Nancy Sabara Naratomi.
Nancy, present.
Thank you. Jane Scheidler.
Present.
Thank you. Deb Shafto. Can't hear you, Deb. William Stone. Can't hear you, Bill. Krishanda Thibodeau.
Present.
Thank you. Sorry about jumping all over your name. Richard Uzel, he's here. Sandy Wyman.
Is present.
Thank you. Ted Weisbill.
Here.
Thank you. Venetia Williams. I don't hear you, Venetia. Egberto Willis. I don't hear Egberto. Susan Young.
Here.
Thank you. That's 12. What do we need? 12 or 13?
13.
13. 13. We need one more.
Okay.
Mr. Chair?
Someone's in the waiting room there, Otis, it looks like. Yes, go ahead, Adriana.
Yeah, people are saying that they are sending texts saying that they are in the waiting room.
Otis is the administrator here. I can't help you. Okay, thank you. For those people coming onto the call, Richard Uzel has called roll. If you are a board member, and did not hear your name because you're coming on now, raise your hand or speak up, please.
Bob Gardner.
Okay, Bob, I got you.
Thank you.
That's a majority.
Well, that's a quorum. Thank you. Sister Mama Sonia has her hand up. I see that. We'll get to that. Thank you for that. Any other board members that just entered the room, speak up or put your hand up, please.
Is that plugged in over there?
Yeah. Well, we have a quorum, so we're going to keep on moving here.
Mr. With all Chair, my brilliance. Adriana?
I was going to say, with all my brilliance, I didn't put agenda approval on the agenda. I think that's appropriate next if no one minds me bringing up that subject.
Mr. Chair,
yes, Adriana, go ahead. Yes, go ahead.
We have two problems there. The first one, your agenda is against the bylaw. The bylaw very clearly state that the minimum is 30 minutes public comment. That is the bylaw. You want me to give you exactly the article? That
well,
is
hang on, Adriana. Hang on.
Board.
Hang on, Adriana. Before, hang on, because I looked this up. And in fact, for telephonic meetings, which a Zoom meeting is telephonic, as it turns out, public comment isn't required at all. Only in in-person meetings is that rule for PNB for an hour and its committees, being an LSB, for instance, 30 minutes.
May I finish? Because
technically, no public comment is required.
Mr. Chair, may I finish? Because I have the floor and I really do not appreciate
it. Go ahead, Adrian.
Article 7, Local Station Board, Section 6, Meetings, same members and public participation. Doesn't say anything in this article, doesn't say anything about in-person meetings. Said each meeting shall include. Can you ask them, please, Mr. Chair, the disrespect start right now?
Go ahead, Adrian.
Each meeting shall include a public. Can you see, Mr. Chair, the problem?
Yes. Someone labeled "Do the right thing." There's background noise. Nancy, please mute. Go ahead, Adriana.
A public comment period of not less than 30 minutes, and no person shall be required as a condition for attendance at any public meeting or to public comment to register his or her name or to provide any other information. Our Article 7 doesn't mention at all which kind of meeting, okay?
Article 6, however, does. If you'd like, I'll read the paragraph.
Mr. Chair, you are talking about the PNB. You are not talking about the LSB meetings.
No, I'm specifically talking about committee meetings of the PNB, which this is. Okay? We are a committee of the PNB as the LSB. And so it's very clear in the bylaws as to what it says. If you look at Article 6 and you look at the paragraph that describes public comment, yes, it says an hour for the PNB meeting, 30 minutes for its committees, meaning the LSB. And telephonic meetings do not require public comment. However, I hear your objection, and one compromise is 30 minutes of public comment with 2 minutes per speaker, and whichever is the shortest, the 30 minutes or when the speakers are done.
Point of order, Nancy.
Go ahead, Nancy.
Wally's on the call.
Thank you, Wally. Go ahead, Nancy.
Okay, I'm going to call Deb and get her on just a minute.
Go ahead, Nancy. You have the floor. Point of order. What's your point?
Yes. You're talking about the PNB committees. And in the Article 7, which is Local Station Board, Section 6C, about members and public participation, it requires us to do not less than 30 minutes. So even if there's, you're saying whichever is shorter, 2 minutes maximum, but it says not less than 30 minutes. So we have always allowed somebody to come back a second time if they, there's no other people to fill up the 30 minutes.
Yes, I know. I'm proposing to modify that as this is a relatively short meeting with a short pause. Yes,
but this is a bylaw, not less
okay,
than
okay, all right,
minutes.
Nancy, I understand. I'm moving. I'm asking for approval of the agenda. And I understand, you, I understand that you have concerns. We're going to do this through process, please.
I know, okay. But I have another issue for the agenda.
Okay, well, just hold on. We're going to get to it. We're following process. Okay. I'm not denying you that. Okay. Okay.
Thank you.
Do I hear
the talker on the call?
Motion to approve the agenda.
Second.
Okay. Hold on.
We have a motion that was seconded to approve the agenda. We have an objection from Nancy. Now we can
yes,
talk
I have
about
received
this.
It.
Ted,
somebody send it to me.
Ted, how you have your hand up? Go ahead.
Yeah, the minutes of last week's meeting, last Wednesday's meeting, are they a part of tonight's agenda?
I don't have those minutes yet, and I don't think Mr. Uzel has them finished, so no.
Well, I am concerned that it seems to me pivotal related to the conversation tonight.
I don't believe that's true. I understand, Ted, you're breaking up a little bit, and I understand your point, but there's a motion on the floor.
May I state my objection to the agenda?
Yes. Are you asking, do you have a modification to the agenda that you would like to see? Go ahead.
Who's asking?
That was Otis. Adriana, don't worry about that. That's Otis in the background. What is your, go ahead.
Okay. What I'm saying is number four said chair move to vote on the acceptance of member Kirisandra Tibo. First of all, I'm sorry. I don't know how to pronounce it and I think that is wrong. Can you hear Mr. Chair?
Yes. Go ahead.
No, hear you.
Very clearly, go ahead. It's okay. Thibodeau.
Cassandra. You cannot. Robert's rule of orders never are over our bylaws. What is written in here?
Otis, can you mute? Otis, we can hear you in the background. If you can mute, please. Otis, if you could mute, please. Jane, do something about this. There we go. Sorry. Go ahead, Adriana.
Okay. Well, like I was saying, I mean, our bylaws are very clear and we are forgetting a very, very important point. We cannot, Robert rule of orders are never over our bylaws. Our bylaws in Article 4, Delegates, Section 9, Removal of Delegates, are very clear. And we cannot use Robert rule of orders to trump over our bylaws. I have a problem, and that problem is that according to our bylaws, when we sit a person, the only way to remove that person is using the bylaws, Article 4, Section 9, Removal of Delegates. Our bylaws doesn't allow us to revote or change everything that was done. We have a meeting, and I'm very sorry, and I don't want, Cassandra, you know perfectly that I reach directly to you immediately when you send that email, because I didn't want you to resign, right? But once that you stated.
Are these your 2 minutes that you're using right now?
I'm sorry.
No, we're in a debate. Go ahead, Adriana. Please wrap it up, please.
Okay.
Thank you.
Well, according to our bylaw, we approve, the LSP approved a motion that was very clear stated that we replace Ms. Cressandra with Sister Mama Sonia, and the only condition was that you will call Cressandra and
Point of order, Madam. Hold on.
Let the member finish, please. Go ahead. Make your point and finish, please.
That is our motion was very clear. If anybody wants to hear, I have exactly the recording. We approve that replacement, and the only condition was met. The email was a genuine one. It means for now, you cannot sit somebody where somebody else is sitting there without removing that person.
Exactly. That's why we're gathered here tonight, to accept the resignation as a board. It's the will of the body. And it's very clear.
The train left the station. We approved it.
Mr. Chair.
Okay. All right. All right. Hang on.
Mr. Chair, I move the question.
Okay. Thank you. The question's been moved.
I've had my hand up. This is Sister Mama Sonia.
You're not yet seated on the board, Sister Mama Sonia. So it will have to wait.
A point of order. There's a statement from Cressandra Thibodeau. And since this involves me, I should have a statement.
Wait.
And it should be on the agenda.
Chairman, I have moved the question.
You will get time in public comment. This is the way we're doing by process. I'm sorry. That's the way this is going to go. Thank you. Okay. The question has been moved as to approval of the agenda. And
no, Nancy requests an agenda. I never got one. Can you put it in the chat?
Nancy,
like
it's been sent. I sent it to you responding to your email just this afternoon, right away when you requested it. It's in the chat as well.
It's not in the chat. Where is it in the chat?
Scroll all the way to the top. Okay, we're not going to have this sidebar. I'm sorry, Nancy. It was emailed a couple of times. You should have that. Check your email. Question's been called or moved. So let's go to a vote, Richard. This is for approval of the agenda.
No, it's for the question.
Please state that, Richard, for everyone.
If somebody calls a question, that has to be approved by 2/3 of the people.
Correct. You're right. So call the roll, please. Yes.
Point of information before. Mr. Chair,
we're going to vote, Adriana.
The question is, we are closing debate without letting the members talk. Okay, I mean, the
question was called.
The brute force of the vote.
Okay. It depends on the vote.
Yes, go ahead, please. Call the roll, Richard.
Okay, this is calling the question on approving the agenda. Teresa Allen. Can't hear you, Teresa.
Yes, I move to call the question.
No, that's a yes, I guess. David Britton.
Yes, I move to call the question.
Yes. Adriana Casanova.
No, sir.
I'm sorry?
I say no, sir.
No, sir. Thank you, ma'am. Robert Gardner.
Vote no on this.
No. Okay. Wally James.
Yes.
Yes. Marianne Martinez.
Yes.
Yes. Sean Kelly McPherson.
Yes.
Yes. Passed those people that had asked for an excused absence. I passed up Patrick Hoyt. Are you on, Patrick? Okay, I'll come back. Paula Miller. I'll come back to her too. And Nancy Naratomi. Sorry.
Nancy, no.
Thank you. Jane Seidler?
Yes.
Yes. Deb Shafto?
Did you say Deb Shafto?
I did say Deb. Hi. You want, this yes, is a vote?
My vote is yes.
Oh, okay. Krishanda Jubido.
Yes.
Yes. Richard Uzel, yes. Sandy Weinman, you want me to come back to you at the end?
Yes, yes, please. Thank you.
Ted Weiskel.
The chat has been disabled. That's a point of
Ted,
order.
Ted, yes, yes, yes,
just vote.
Otis, please look at the chat. It's disabled. Thank you, Ted.
And I would appreciate it, Mr. Chair, if the secretary would quit telling me to shut up, which is essentially...
I didn't tell you to shut up. I just said yes or no.
He does not get to tell me anything.
All right. Let's keep cool, okay?
And just a technicality.
We're in a vote, Ted. It's a yes.
This motion did not get a second. I'm voting
yes,
no.
Yes, it did. Yes, it did.
It was
yes,
seconded, Ted. Yes.
Thank you, Ted. No. Okay. Venetia Williams. Egberto Willis. Sandy Weinman.
Vote yes.
Yes.
Susan Young.
Oh, did I miss you? I'm sorry.
And I think you Susan missed Young. Yourself.
No, I got myself.
Okay. Susan Young, yes.
Yes, okay. I'm sorry.
Point of order, sir.
What's that? What's your point?
You forgot to call Sister Mama Sonia. We have not removed her by trial.
Okay,
Seated on the board, Nancy.
That vote was 11-4 and it carried.
Thank you, Richard. Okay, I'm going to give the floor to Krishanda.
The next vote is to approve the agenda.
Excuse me, you're right. Sorry, I was jumping the gun.
I'm sorry, Mr. Chair. First, we need to excuse the two people that asked for an excuse absent, please. We have Henry Faust and Mike Lewis, right?
I saw those emails. Yeah, it was more than that. I have emails, so from the chair and secretary.
Okay, can you tell me?
Yeah, from, Gene, you're giving me a quiz right now. Lillian Kerr. There are several. I can get them to you if you like, but not right now, please.
Okay, perfect. Thank you.
No worries. Okay.
A point of order.
Hang on. We have a motion on the floor to approve the agenda. It's been seconded. Debate has ended. What's the point of order, Nancy?
When you excuse absences, it needs to be done by the body and the meeting that it happened.
Right. Thank you, Nancy. We have an agenda. We have a motion on the floor to approve the agenda. The question's been called. Would you please read the roll, Richard?
I just lost part of my phone. Okay, this is to approve the agenda. Teresa Allen.
Allen says yes.
David Britton.
Yes.
Adriana Casaneva.
No.
No. Robert Gartner.
On this one, I'm going to have to vote no because I don't know that public comment
no
was not resolved.
Wally James.
Yes. Wally votes yes.
Yes. Marianne Martinez.
Yes.
Yes. Sean Kelly McPherson.
Max says yes.
Yes. Paula Miller. Nancy Sabara Naratomi.
Nancy, no.
Thank you. Jane Seidler?
Yes.
Yes. Deb Shafto?
Yes.
Sorry to mess up your name there, Deb. Krishanda Thibodeau?
Yes, yes.
Yes, yes. Richard Uzel, yes. Ted Weiskel?
No.
Ted?
Ted, can't hear you.
No.
Thank you. Gotcha. No. Vinicia Williams, Egberto Willis, and Susan Young.
Yes.
Yes.
Point of order, Nancy.
Hang on, Nancy. We're in the middle of a vote.
Did I miss somebody?
Omni Weidman.
Who?
Thank you, Adriana.
Who did I miss?
Me. Sandy.
Sandy, okay. I thought I was missing. What about it, Sandy? You want to approve your agenda?
Talk about it. Yeah. Yes, thank you.
Okay. Thank you, Adriana. Okay, 11 to 4, agenda's approved.
Thank you. Okay. So, my better judgment would have said to wait till our February meeting to handle this. So I apologize for the extra meeting tonight, but anyway, we're here. Krishanda, I'm going to give the floor to Krishanda for up to 5 minutes. If you would, please, Krishanda. And I would ask you kindly to recuse yourself from the balance of the meeting after you speak. So go ahead. Thank you.
Log off. Is that what you're asking after the meeting?
No, it's up to you. Just okay. No need to. It's your choice, but no need to participate.
Okay. I will start now. I first want to apologize to the board for not following the proper procedure of presenting my resignation. So I am so sorry. And I just want to explain a bit of the minutes which led up to my resignation, which were a bit of the dark soul. What is it? The dark night of the soul. And so for the entire day, I had to decide about returning my equipment, my film equipment. So I run 14 pews and we show films. And we have this machine that converts the film and allows me to project it. And because 14 Qs, because of COVID, it is a dead fish in the water right now. And so when I logged on to the Zoom meeting, I got my monthly bill for the machine. And I realized that, you know what, I can't afford next month. I can't afford to pay for February to run my business. And so So with a heavy heart, I decided, you know what? I'm going to just email them back and tell them I have to return the machine, you know, and I've had it for 8 years. And so I got off the board meeting and I contacted the folks and I told them, I'm sorry, I just can't afford it and I will send it back. And so I went down to where I keep the machine. And I realized while I was standing there that, it was overwhelming just feeling like a failure. Like I could not keep my nonprofit alive because of COVID, because of also the change of distribution of independent films since April 2020. And it overwhelmed me, this feeling of failure. And I thought, if I can't help my nonprofit, how can I help KPFT? And so with the weight of feeling like my business is a dead fish in the water, I emailed my resignation and I was exhausted with just this feeling of dread and what was ahead of me. Then I get a call actually from the people of the machine. And so they're like, look, you've been there for 8 years. You've been running 14 pews for 12 years. This COVID is not going to kick 14 pews ass. This is not going to, you are going to be back in the summer. And they gave me this pep talk.
Yes.
And so anyway, what happened is I then wrote pretty much shortly after my letter to rescind my resignation. And I also had this misconception that I would have to attend a meeting every week, a board meeting starting in February and on, but that was a misconception. But here are a few reasons why I believe I should stay on the board. First, I believe it's my responsibility for the people who voted for me to serve on the board. Plus, I bring diversity. My grandparents are born on an Indian reservation. I'm Native American, my tribe. I'm a tribal member of the Sault Ste. Marie, Michigan Ojibwe tribe. And so I even went to law school studying tribal law. I worked at the Navajo Nation Supreme Court. I worked at the EPA for energy development on tribal land.
I worked at a small tribal firm.
And I was really exceptional at mediation. And I feel this talent from law school, this talent of mediation would be extremely helpful for this board. Also, I've been a fan for decades of KPFT. I even had some open journal shows. And the last time I was promoting actually a play of my own called Dialogues on Grace. It sort of dealt with my Black father and being raised in the South. So, yes, I am very pale looking, for having such diversity. I mentioned this, having a Black father and him playing for Harry Belafonte and being a music composer is because I've gotten such emails of hate saying that my white body is Black, is blocking. Sorry, there are too many B's in that. My white body.
For Sandra, you're getting to your time limit, please. So okay. 30 seconds.
So I just, the emails I got were very hurtful. But I just want to say, I believe that I could serve the people that have voted me onto the board. And I believe that because of my experiences and my diverse background, that I would love for the board to allow me to serve on the LSB. And I think I could be a really great board member. So thank you.
Thank you, Cassandra. It looks like Bill Stone has joined, Mr. Secretary. And I also see
it
looks like Patrick Hoyt is trying to join.
I'm here. Having...
Oh, thank you, Patrick. So please mark them present. Okay. Thank you, Cassandra. I'm going to move to public comment. I know there was some opinion as to the time limit. 2 minutes per speaker, please. And we'll see where it goes up to the 30 minutes. Who wants to, I don't see any hands or anything in the chat. If I can see some hands, we'll start taking a stack for public comment. 2 minutes per speaker. I see phone number ending in 4892. Go ahead. Go ahead.
Anything?
Go ahead. 2 minutes, please.
Sure. Okay. So I believe Sister Malmasani has already been seated. First of all, Chair, it's quite disingenuous of you to say that telephonic meetings require no public comment, because this is not a telephonic meeting for the sake of it. We're in a pandemic, since no one's told you. And you've been saying all night to follow the process. Well, Sister Mama Sonia has already been seated. She's already been seated, and there is a process clearly defined in the bylaws on how to remove a board member. So voting someone out like this is not the process, according to our bylaws, that this board has agreed to follow when all of you were elected to this board. And this is just hypocrisy all around. You have silenced a board member when you asked Sister Mama Sonia not to speak until public comment. She has already been seated. The hypocrisy, the disingenuousness right now is not lost on me.
Thank you. Lower your hand after you're done, please. 4892. Sister Mama Sonia, you've been waiting. I apologize. Go ahead.
Yes. I was seated based on the resignation. Now I have the opportunity to serve based on my skills. Sorry that she didn't work through her thoughts, and she should have an opportunity to come back, but the bylaws does not have in it where someone can resign and then change their mind and come right back, particularly since I was seated during that time. She talked about the diversity of the board. I'm a member of the global majority. I'm African-American. We all know the brown people and black people. We are the global majority. I went to University of Texas School of Law. I have volunteered with KPFT for over 35 years. I work in the community. I have a pulse on the community. I've done a whole lot for KPFT, and I will continue to do for KPFT. Right now, KPFT has a really, really black eye in the community because of some things that have gone on. But I am willing to step forward and at least continue to work with this body. However, if this injustice continues, I will not. And I will let the community know that what you all are doing. Again, at that time, since I was seated, and I went back and listened to all of the tapes and everything. I am seated. I never even received a email about this particular meeting at all. And I should have, particularly since this meeting is seated and centered rather around me and my being on the board. So I would trust that this board would not continue such an atrocity as denying me the opportunity, the opportunity to be seated, denying me the opportunity to be on the board according to you all's, excuse me, to our bylaws, since I am a member at this time.
Thank you. Point taken. If you could lower your hand when you're done talking. Thank you. I think that's PK. Is that you? KPFT CAB?
Yes.
Please go ahead. 2 minutes.
I just want to address that a reality, while part of this is about non-discriminatory and anti-racist processes, this is also about kind of pitting us against one another. And I realize that I was told on Friday that Cassandra had been threatened about being on the board because of her skin color or her ethnicity. And I realized that Cassandra was one of the first people that admitted that an anti-racist and a non-discriminatory platform should be part of the policies of the LSB. And I realize also that this is a hard conversation for most of you to have. I can tell by the way you're looking, the way you're folding your arms, the things that you say off kind of key. I had Cassandra as one of the bridge builders. Her work is one of the most wonderful, creative things. And Cassandra even shared with me that she thinks that she's seen Sister Mama Sonia doing storytelling. We're all artists out of this two people. They're both worthy of being on the board. This is about, I think, the PMB vote. And that maybe Cassandra would have voted the way you wanted to, and afraid that Sister Mama Sonia won't vote the way you want to. And yet you are vilifying a lot of people. You know, it's called the identified patient. Instead of looking at the fact that the LSB has not fulfilled its obligation to create understanding, to build bridges, to support one another, even as we are different in our thinking and even in our agreements, that we don't have conflict resolution, which I tried when I first got on the board. I too resigned because I was just overwhelmed. But I took a week to talk with my family and to talk with my friends before I resigned. It's kind of like making that turn and you wish you had turned the other way. This turn has been made, Cassandra. I think you should be on the board, but I think that you didn't take enough time to really think about it when Sonia was ready to be seated, and it was voted 14-2 with two abstentions. And there has got to be a way to create some healing and understanding. But you all really do have to get an anti-racist and non-discriminatory platform so that you can understand that your biases are entrenched and that the system of racism permeates KPFT.
30 seconds, please. Thank you, PK. Very, very good words. Colin, user one. And again, when you're done speaking, please lower your hand. Call in user one. Go ahead. 2 minutes.
Is that me?
That's you. Yes. We can hear you.
Okay,
yes.
Great. Okay.
Two minutes.
So I want to say that this session is entirely out of order. I know that LSBs are allowed to call emergency meetings. This is not an emergency. The bylaws are very clear. There's emergency meetings can be called on less than, I think it's 7 or 10 days notice, that I remember, provided all officers agree. So that's why you're going to say you're having it. But there's no need for this meeting. There's nothing to clarify. Cassandra sounds like an incredible person. And I visited her website, and, you know, it sounds like a great venue. And I don't know how frequently KPFT has done business there. We hope that, you know, gathering together will again be something that people are comfortable doing, and something might happen there. But she's no longer on the board. I don't understand why she was voting. I don't understand why she was speaking. The bylaws say that when someone resigns, they're replaced by the next runner-up from the most recent election. She resigned. She sent a letter saying she resigned. The board said in a motion that passed 14 yes, 2 no, 2 abstentions, we are seating Sister Sonia, Sister Mama Sonia, and we are asking the chair to verify that Cassandra Thibodeau sent this resignation email. Cassandra then followed up with an email that said, ignore my resignation email, which means she's acknowledging having sent the resignation email. So she sounds awesome. And it's
15 seconds, please.
What her credentials are as opposed to anyone else's. She's not on the board. She is welcome to run. I mean, I think I'm a KPFT member. I hope she runs again in June when nominations open up. But she's not now on the board and should not be voting or speaking. And the person who was seated last Wednesday should not have been silenced and told, wait for public comment.
That's time limit, please. Yeah, okay, that's time. Thank you. Phone number ending in 4892, 2 minutes. Please lower your hand after you've spoken.
Sure. I want to spend my 2 minutes playing audio from the last meeting of this very board that voted Sister Mama Sonia on, this very board, the same people that are on this board right now.
After a full board to vote, we have all of us have received the resignation from Cassandra Thibodeau.
No.
Our board. Yes, no. We have received it, all of us. Sandy, I have the right to speak my mind. Thank you.
Sorry.
And I believe that we should sit the next runner-up. She already sent to all of us, individually at the whole board, Ms. Cassandra Thibodeau resigned. The next runner-up.
1 minute.
Mr. Yeah. And I believe that he's on the call, and I think that we should have a full board, the 24 members, to vote.
Okay. I appreciate that.
This is Dwayne Mark. I don't have the ability
from
I don't have the ability to raise my hand.
Don't see. I do see something here. So I also see a confidentiality agreement and a PNB statement also. Cassandra, are you on the call with us?
That's a time limit, please. You got more people that want to talk.
She wrote to the vote because of time constraint and I must resign. And okay. I know Sandy's doing a great job. You all are. Please take me off.
That's time. That's time, please.
Sandy, this is Dwayne Lark.
I got you, Dwayne. Yes, I heard you. Thank you. Thank you. Okay.
That's what we'll do.
Okay. Can you please kill that recording, Venetia?
Mama Sonia, that is on the call right now.
Otis, please mute that phone number. 2 minutes are up.
Yes.
Thank you. Patrick, I see your hand up, but you're a board member and you're going to have opportunity to talk in the next section of the agenda. So that would be out of order. This is public comment. Dwayne Lark.
Thank you for acknowledging me. Ladies and gentlemen of the board.
Two minutes, Dwayne. Sorry. Go ahead.
Okay. Thanks.
Sorry.
This is just simply not that complicated. You know, we've had these issues before where a majority wants to do something because it's in their best interest. And this is all politics. It's really about the numbers. And I know it. Some of you may not know it. Susan's just come back. She said she wanted to do good things. She wanted things to not be acrimonious. But yet, how can you vote in the face of knowing the bylaws that if a person resigns, it's immediately in effect? And even if it's not immediately in effect, say the person changed their mind. Once you seat someone in that position, it's no longer open. So you just appeal to your higher consciousness and to the right thing to do. And forget the numbers. You guys still have a supermajority. But in the face of CPB seeing this, in the face of other organizations seeing this, and it's kind of like Trumpian. It's really Republican techniques that if this person don't agree with you and they're coming up, you're not going to allow them to be seated. You know, we had this problem with Bob Garner. And I was able to get the national board to force us to do the right thing. And here we are again, knocking at the door of just blatant politics. If this person had changed their mind before the meeting and disclosed that, and you never seated the next person in line, you wouldn't be so obvious making a political decision that's in the face of the bylaws. But the bylaws are very explicit. And if you're going to try to just rough road it through,
30 seconds,
if you're going to deny the bylaws, well, what good is there in the bylaws? And what credibility do you have about acrimony and people saying this and bad people doing that? You become a bad person voting to try to seat a person that you perceive is going to vote the way that you vote. And it makes KPFT board look so small. It makes the process
10 seconds,
look
please.
So corrupted. So do the right thing. The lady Sister Mama Sonia has already been seated. And you cannot undo that. You're looking stupid.
Thank you, Dwayne. There are any other hands up? I don't see any. Okay, we're going to go ahead and move along to the next agenda item then. Each board member is going to get 2 full minutes to state their view on the subject. I'm going to let Richard call the roll one by one. When Richard calls your name, 2 minutes, please.
Richard. A point of order, Nancy.
Yeah, go ahead, Nancy.
Yes, we're supposed to allow 30 minutes. It says in the bottles, not less than 30 minutes.
Nancy, thank you. Richard, please call the roll.
Teresa Allen.
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay.
This is V. Patel Adams from public comment. We deserve our rightful 30 minutes of public comment. No, this isn't fair. We should be allowed 30 minutes to speak. There
are
others who want to.
I asked if there were any more.
We haven't been allowed 30 minutes for public comment. There are others who want to speak.
Please mute that participant, Otis.
Well, Sandy, before you mute me, this is 15 years of tradition.
I understand, Dwayne. Okay, listen. Okay, time out. Time out.
Wait. It's a hand up.
Yeah, time out. There's a hand up. Akua was a little late to the party, but she's got her hand up. Ms. Holt, please.
Thank you. Actually, I wasn't late.
Okay, I didn't see your hand before. My apologies.
Yeah, I had
go ahead. 2 minutes, please.
Thank you. Greetings to everyone. This conversation is very disturbing. I was reading about the etiquette of that one should use when a person resigns from the board. And all the etiquette that I've read is that a board is supposed to just politely acknowledge the resignation of someone. It doesn't say that you call the person to confirm if the email was valid or not. Because if we're going to go down that road, Sandy and to the rest of you on the board, then that means every correspondence you send to Pacifica board members are members, then we have the right to say, wait a minute, let me call Sandy to see if this email is authentic. Let me call Alex of the National PNB to see if his email is authentic. I don't think that is the road we want to go down. The other thing is this, it's very clear. She resigned. The board voted to confirm her resignation. She responded saying, sorry, whatever, whatever. That was the confirmation right there. But the desire to rescind the resignation, that's a separate issue. What the board voted on to confirm the resignation to see if the email was authentic, that process was accomplished. Now, if you're going to add a second component to that, that's another process. If you're going to add a component to say, oh, should we entertain her rescinding the resignation? Another meeting, another discussion. So I really want to urge you to follow your own motion, which was to confirm whether the email was authentic. And I think we can all say on this call tonight that the email was authentic. This has nothing to do personally with Cressonda. I love her organization. I think this is purely about procedure, structure, and governance. You're going to open up a can of worms. If we're going to allow every email that comes to us.
20 seconds, please.
So the email is authentic. We've never done this before, and I don't think we want to go down this road. Thank you.
Thank you. By the way, it was really good Martin Luther King Day programming, Akua. Got a number of people that commented. I have Ed, E.D., unless that's our executive director.
No, it's not your executive director, but I will yield my time to Venetia.
Thank you. I'm going to play for y'all where you get pulled the last meeting and you seated Sister Mama Sonia.
We'll leave things with one member short, and then next meeting we will seat Sister Mama Sonia if that's the appropriate thing to do.
Hold on.
There's a motion on the floor.
I have a question. The bylaws are very clear, Mr.
Okay.
Chair.
Okay,
it's not up to us.
Adriana, thank you. Jane, go ahead. What's your question?
I have a question about the motion. At the very beginning of the motion, I thought I heard you say 2021, and I think you meant 2022.
2022, yes, ma'am. Thank you. My mistake.
Well, you never know.
Actually, what I got from Terry Goodman was that language, and it was from last year. So there you go. I'm busted, yeah. Are there any objections to the motion as it sits?
Yes.
Go ahead, Ted.
I would like to put that motion aside to address the issue of the seating of Sister Mama Sonia, and I would like you to poll the body. If you wish, you could hold her vote out as being provisional to be sure that Cassandra Thibodeau has stepped aside, but to deny Sister Mama Sonia any kind of a vote sounds a whole lot like the South that I know Houston is in.
But okay. All right, you made your point. Thank you, Ted. Okay, let's not go down rabbit holes. We'll do that. That's a good suggestion. That's what the chair rules. If the Sister Mama Sonia can vote here, as a provisional vote, and we'll set that aside and confirm it once we have everything lined up. Okay. All right. Are there any objections to the motion? Ted, you didn't really make an objection. Hearing no objection, we'll vote by email.
That's time.
Very good. Administrating things, and we will have a 1 week.
Otis, if you could please silence that. We'll move on.
Well, it's clear right there that you see that.
That your time is up, Venetia. Thank you. Yes. Thank you. It's
my time is up, but please give the full public 30 minutes as per the bylaws.
You're out of order now, please.
Seriously.
Thank you. Marianne, you're on the board. You've got your hand up. That's out of order. We'll get to you when you get your statement during our next phase of this meeting. Sam, go ahead. Sam Oser.
Hi, sorry about that. Okay. I'd like to yield my time to Venetia for those last bit.
Oh, thank you. That was unexpected.
Sure, Nancy.
Go ahead.
Yes, I'm a little bit confused. So are we seating the next person tonight?
We're taking a provisional vote that we're holding, okay?
That's not in the bylaws.
Nancy, it's a moot point because there was no objection to the motion, okay? And as far as voting.
Well, I'm objecting because it says in the bylaw when someone is absent, a vacancy is immediately filled, and she's here to let her on. It's not like she's in another city and not paying attention. I mean, why are we stopping somebody from getting on the board?
Thank you. You made a very clear point. So let's not get raised voices. We're having a discussion, okay? So provisionally seated right now is Sister Mama Sonia. I need time to clarify this with Cassandra and just make sure that everything is clear. It sounds very clear. So provisionally, we will see Sister Mama Sonia, okay?
I object. She is a member now.
Are you challenging my ruling?
Yes, why are we getting on provisionally?
Okay, all right. You challenge your ruling, so we'll vote, unless there's some discussion around it.
Adriana?
Go ahead, Adriana.
I believe that maybe what Nancy's saying, that doesn't exist, the provisional. If you want to add there, that if it's confirmed, like we all received that Cassandra Thibodeau is out, Sister Mama Sonia is on. That's all that needs to be said. That's it. Because the bylaws are very clear. When somebody resigns, clearly the next runner up is not up to us.
Thank you. Yeah, Teresa, you have your hand up.
We can avoid the problem.
Yeah. Teresa, you have your hand up.
There's 2 minutes there.
Thank you. You all see that Sister Mama Sonia.
Thank you.
This is a new board. Please do not continue the hypocrisy.
Your time is up. Thank you. Any other hands from the public? It's now 30 minutes into this. I don't see any other hands on the screen. Okay.
Chair, just Nancy.
We're going to go to item